Derech Eret Kadma the Torah, one step, one treat, one day at a time. Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Micha Horitz, and this week we are focusing on the Midah of Simcha. We now go to the Rambam in his Mishnah Torah, Hilchus Yom Tov, Halacha Yud Zayin. The Rambam tells us explicitly, and the Mishnah Torah is his codification of Halacha. It's not his work of theology and philosophy, like the Guide for the Perplexed, Mora Nevuchim. His Mishnah Torah, the Rambam, is halacha, his magnum opus on halacha. So what does the Pasuk tell us? Okay, not the Pasuk, I'm sorry. What does the Rambam tell us? Although he's going to be quoting from the Pesukim and Devarim that we spoke about that have to do with Simchas Yom Tov. Hilchos Yom Tov, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Zayin, Rambam says as follows. Shivas Yimei Pesach, Ushmonos Yimei Chag, Im Sha'ar Yomim Tovim, Kula Mesurim Behesper V'Tainis. So when it comes to the 7 days of Chag Pesach and the 8 days of Chag HaSukkos, as well as all of the other Yomim Tovim, it is forbidden to give eulogies and to fast. Why? Because eulogies and fasting are a sign of mourning and sadness. Rather, on these days, V'chayav Adam Lios Ben Sameach V'Tov Lev, Hu Ubana V'Ishto Ubnei Beso V'chal Hanil Vim Olav. Because a person is obligated, chayav. The Rambam doesn't say it's good advice to have simcha. The Rambam doesn't say, you know, it's a nice recommendation. Chayav Adam, a person is obligated to have simcha and tov lev. Remember, we spoke about from Devarim, takas l'shol avadasam as Hashem elokecha b'simcha v'tuv lev. So the Rambam says a person is obligated to have simcha and tov lev, gladness and goodness of heart, him and his sons and his wife and all of those in his household and everyone who is dependent upon him. As the Pasuk says in Devarim Tazayin, V'shamachta b'chagecha, you should rejoice on your festivals. And then the Rambam says, it is true, Aval pisha simcha mura kan hi karban shlamim, even though the truth is when the Torah speaks about simchas yom tov, the Torah is referring to the simcha that comes from the karbanei shlami simcha. Remember, we saw that in Rashi already. Because bringing the carbon shlamim, the peace offerings of simcha, and sharing with others, like we saw in Rashi the other day, bring a person to true simcha. So you could say, oh, today we do not have a Beit HaMikdash. So in the absence of the Beit HaMikdash, does that mean we're not obligated to have simcha? No, says the Rambam. Afal pisha simcha mura kani carbon shlamim, kamosha anamiva aran behilchos chagiga. Even though the truth is, the rejoicing in the Torah in conjunction with simchas yom tov is connected to bringing the carbon shlamim, like we will clarify in Hilchos Chagiga, says the Rambam. Oh, nevertheless, Yesh Beklal also Simcha Lismachu Ubanav Uvnei Beso Kol Echad Karoyder. The truth is that even today, in the absence of Bezman Shei Beit HaMikdash Kaim, and of course we pray that it should be rebuilt, and of course we pray that Har Tzion will once again be in all of its glory today, like the Pasuk tells us in Eicha at the end of Perek Hey. Har Tzion Shamim Shu Alam Hilchubo, Mount Zion lies desolate, foxes prowl there. We see the Nevuah of Chorban, Shu'alam Hilchubal, still before our eyes, Rachman Alatzlan, today. We daven for the day when the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt. We daven for the day when the enemy will cease to seek to destroy us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kavod and glory will be revealed to the entire world. But does it mean we should not have simcha in the absence? No, says the Rambam. Yesh b'kol oso simcha. There is something alluded to in this mitzvah de oraisa, that even in the absence of the karban shlamim, lismachu banav nebeso kol echad kareido, that every person must rejoice, and he makes sure that the members of his household rejoice, including him, his children, and all of the members of his household, each one in a manner that is appropriate for him. So we see we're coming up to Chag HaShavuos. First of all, the first we already saw every day, each and every day we have to have simcha in our daily lives. If there's Hashem simcha, both on a brinana, but especially on a yom tov, like the Rambam says, your shuvas yimei pasach, ushmonos yimei chag, im sha'ar yomim tovim, on Chag HaPasach, on Chag HaShavuos, and all other days of yom tov, a person is obligated to ensure chayiv adam lios ben sameach v'tov leif. Not only must he be sameach and tov, he has to make sure that everyone in his household rejoices, and therefore we do special things throughout the Yom Tov and in honor of the Yom Tov to bring an elevated level of simcha to a person, to his household, to every Jewish home, and to all Jewish communities. Be'ezer Hashem, we should be so zochet to see v'samach, v'chagach, v'ayisa ach samach, kol tov. Thank you to all. Best wishes for a wonderful day.